Kitba. Hold the Edges is the name of her latest album. We heard the song Ruins. Just looking ahead, looking at the next 30 minutes, the last half hour here on Girly So Groovy, I've got music coming up from Nico Case, Basha Bulat, Laura Nero, Tchotchke. But up next, how about a little 1960s girl group sound? It is the Shangri-Las up next here on A Girly So A Groovy. kitschy, cinematic, Swedish indie pop. It is music from the band Komeda. From the band's fourth album, Koko Mamedada, we heard the song Elvira Madigan, Komeda, K-O-M-E-D-A. In the middle, it is new music from the band Tchotchke. Let me tell you about Tchotchke. Grimy, intelligent indie rock might be on the upswing, but if you are someone that still just wants to have fun with rock and roll, sing la 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 and shoop 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 at the top of your lungs, 1960s New York City trio, Tchotchke is the band for you. When I say 1960s, I mean 1960s inspired. They are thoroughly modern. With their latest album, Play and Dumb, released just back in the fall, we heard the song, Did You Hear? And speaking of 1960s inspired sounds, the Shangri-Las, one of the greatest girl groups to come out of the 1960s, started our set off. We went back to 1967. In 1967, the Shangri-Las released their single, Take the Time. And on the flip side, or B-side to that single, was what we listened to, Footsteps on the Roof from the Shangri-Las. Okay, folks, we've got time for one more set. How about some heartbreaking indie folk rock from Basha Bulat right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Can't be you. and still kick me in the heart. Only hear things secondhand and consider you from far away. Way, 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 way. Like some silent movie star swanning off to heaven or Arizona or wherever they go. I know you fight to keep it all aligned. You're too much life but just one body, body, body. I remember I walked under that railway bridge at the furious pace of the unhinged, unbound together. You said things too wild for just one night. I'm yours forever, always was. One foot follows another, one by one. Down in the sand forever, only music is forever. And you're a Winchester mansion of sound. If you think I'm talking about romance, you're not listening. It's too much life for just one lifetime. A few together just to bang them all around and build a tragedy's momentum. You're a Winchester mansion of sound. Mad strides deliver a tender psychic river. We slip out of tune together. An emergency, your eyes, the grip of recognition. You echo back a wilderness, so Winchester mansion of sound. I'm yours forever, down in the sand forever. Only music is forever. You're a Winchester mansion of sound. Down, down, baby, down by.
And when I die and when I'm gone, there'll be one child born. living is to have no chains on me. All I ask of living is to have no chains on me. And all I ask of dying is to go naturally. Only wanna go naturally. Don't wanna go by the devil. Don't wanna go by the demon. Don't wanna go by Satan. Don't wanna die on easy. Just let me go naturally. And when I die, and when I'm gone, there'll be one child born. There'll be one child born. When I die, 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 there'll be one child born. When I die.
This is Listener Supported Radio, and this is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. Another fabulous 1967 release. And When I Die, that comes to us from influential New York City singer-songwriter Laura Nyro. That's from her 1967 debut album, More Than a New Discovery. In the middle, it is something released just this past autumn, Nico Case, the honey-voiced alternative country chanteuse. Nico Case delivers us her ninth album, Neon Gray, Midnight Green. For this album, Nico Case boldly takes the wheel on an elaborately executed album that she wrote, produced, and recorded at her own studio. We heard Winchester Mansion of Sound, and then starting that set off, indie folk singer-songwriter Basha Bulat with the song It Can't Be You. That is from her album Tall, Tall Shadow. When I reflect back on this episode of Girly So Groovy, I realize we have music that represents and spans back over the last seven decades. We hit the 2020s, the 2010s, the 2000s, the 90s, the 80s, the 60s. The only decade we missed in this two-hour mixtape was the 1970s. This is what I love about Girly So Groovy. We genre hop, we time travel. All we are here to do is celebrate and amplify voices that deserve to be heard. And the fact that you are doing that with me just absolutely thrills me. Whether you tuned in for 2 minutes, the full 2 hours, or the nearly 25 years, I cannot say thank you enough. This show would be nothing without you, the listener. That's right, Girly So Groovy's been on the airwaves for 25 years thanks to our mothership station, CJAM 99.1 FM in Windsor and Detroit at the University of Windsor. Since then, we are syndicated across Canada, coast to coast, and into the United States on your favorite community and campus radio stations. You can also find Girly So Groovy online. You can find us online two ways. You can find us on the absolutely free listening website, Mixcloud. Go to mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE, and you will find 10 weeks worth of the program waiting for you to get caught up with. You can also find us on social media. We are on Facebook at Girly So Groovy, and we are on Instagram at GSG Radio. There you will find the set lists in print. You will find links to the bands and musicians featured, links to our Mixcloud listening page, and best of all, you can message me any requests you have for the show. If you are a listener, you get the vibe, the flavor, and what we are doing here on the program. And I would love to know, which band or musician do you think deserves some Girly So Groovy radio love? All right, friends, we are going to wrap up this two-hour weekly experiment we call Girly So Groovy, but how should we end the show? When I think of the songwriting that Laura Nyro was doing in the 1960s and early 1970s, it straddled the world of jazz and pop and folk. Well, Montreal singer, songwriter, vocalist, and composer Katie Georgie reminds me to be part of that lineage. Her newest album is called Katie Georgie with Strings. We are going to close out with the song Train Wrecked Dining Car. Katie Georgie right now here on Girly So Groovy again. Thanks for tuning in.
I could shatter like ceramics in a train wreck dining car, and still a fate so splintered seems ideal. I would rather you be vague with your intentions. I would rather you not plague me with what's real. I could flutter like the ashes of a house fire library shelf, and yet the fleeting warmth would still appeal. For if I was to admit to what I yearn for, I would then have to commit to how I feel. I'm smart enough to know that life's worth more than false effects, but dumb enough to hang on out of fear. I pluck my little plans and I plan my little dreams, and I dream for them to one day just appear. So it seems I'm bound to splinters and to ashes and to lies, and to live a life I don't quite think is true. But if I had half the courage that I wish for, I'd be halfway to the place I wish I.
Broadcasting on the internet and at 90.1 FM from high atop Burnaby Mountain, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.
This is Bird Note. Rosalie Barrow Edge famously said, "The time to protect a species is while it is still common." She was one of the 20th century's most outspoken advocates for birds, and the creator of the world's first refuge for raptors. In the U.S., birds of prey were once fair game for farmers and sport hunters who believed that raptors were a threat to livestock. In 1929, Pennsylvania was one of several states that offered a cash reward for every goshawk killed. That drew bounty hunters to the Appalachian Mountains, where migrating eagles, falcons, and hawks died by the thousands. When Rosalie learned of the slaughter, she spearheaded a campaign to lease and later buy a ridgeline hunting ground that locals called Hawk Mountain. In 1934, newly hired game wardens made certain that raptors were no longer hunted for sport, but counted for science. Today, Hawk Mountain Sanctuary attracts hundreds of researchers and volunteers who work to ensure that birds of prey remain a common sight. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel. This episode is dedicated to the memory of Nancy Nordoff, whose legacy of tenacious support for environmental conservation and opportunities for women will last for generations to come.